Good afternoon, and welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate McAllister, President and CEO of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and Keely Gray, my awesome and wonderful membership specialist and all kinds of other things, Jill of all trades, I guess, here at the Sandpoint Chamber. And how are you? Getting through the smoke?
As best we can. Thanks for the shout out, boss. Well, and while we're shouting out, I just have to tell everybody that yesterday was a super special day.
Oh, whatever.
It was the Queen's birthday yesterday. So if you see her around town, make sure you wish her a belated birthday.
Right. Well, 63, it's very interesting. I looked in the mirror and thought, oh my God, my brain is still so immature, like 25, maybe 30, but
hey, man,
it's not reality.
Not a day over 35, as far as I'm concerned. You and I are the same age, boss. We're the same
age. Thank you. But I'm finding that as you age, it's kind of like the opposite of puberty, because every day you wake up and go, oh my gosh, what is that? Oh, that hurts. What is that?
I don't know what that says for me, because I turned 34 this year, and that's what I have is, wait, that's a muscle? What's happening right now?
Oh, I don't even want to talk to you. Anyway, so enough of that talk. Thank you, Keely, very much. Yeah, we're really glad that it rained this morning. I was so happy to hear that. And the thunder, I love thunder.
Sitting out on the porch watching the rain going, clear the air, just get the smoke gone.
And coffee, and yeah, it was really, really lovely. So today we're going to talk to educators about the upcoming year in all the different schools. We are lucky here in Sandpoint, we have choices. And yeah, so we're going to we'll be talking to Dr. Becky Myers, the superintendent from LPOSD, Mitzi Visecki from Forest Bird, and David Miles from LPO High School. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization supporting mental health in the country. Hi, this is Board Member Dawn Mara. Our Far North branch has been serving Bonner County for over 14 years. We educate and support people who have a mental health condition and their families. We welcome you to our next support meeting on Wednesday, September 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Contact namifarnorth.org for more information. Your mental health matters to us.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hey, opening your own business? Then here's a tip. Big dreams like yours don't necessarily require a big bank. A smartly sized bank with the same business resources and more nimble decision making can be a better financial partner. A bank like, say, Mountain West Bank. They'll help you establish a credit line, grow your business, and more. Give them a call. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Member FDIC.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fencing boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 400 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. They are now also offering part-time 20-hour-per-week shifts. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA, Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now for full or part-time at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. jobs@altafp.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right. Well, welcome back to Chamber Chatter Hour. I'm Kate with Keely. And right now we have Dr. Becky Meyer, who is the superintendent of LPOSD, as our guest. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. So here's a softball question. How is the new school year going?
Well, we're into our second week, and I can say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 12.
Excellent. Nice.
Excellent. Obviously, I'm back in the district again. I was gone for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So for me, everything's bright, fresh. It's really exciting. New faces, people I've worked with for a long time. And the board is wonderful to work with. And so far, the staff and everyone has been super welcoming. And we went, myself and the two assistant supes, went to the whole, every single classroom in the entire district last week.
Awesome.
And visited every single, and everyone was so engaged, lots of happiness, compassion. The only wrinkle in it is the weather. The smoke this week is hard for kids to be indoor recess again.
So. Oh my gosh. Did you start your education career in Sandpoint?
Or? Yes, I did. In 1993, Byron Lewis, who just recently passed away, he was in charge of Voc Ed, what it was called at the time. He lives up in Clark Fork and has a huge big ranch, and he hired me into the district. And then I was a K-12 counselor. Then I was an alternative school principal, Sandpoint High School principal. And then an assistant superintendent, and then I was the superintendent in Rathdrum, Lakeland School District, for 6 years, and now I'm back up again. So
welcome home.
Thank you. It feels like coming home. It really fits like a nice, well-oiled
club. Yeah. So what did you teach when you, what grade did you teach?
Well, I taught K-12 at counselor, so I was in every classroom when we were all one big district. West Bonner was a district, and we were Bonner County number 82.
Oh, wow.
So then I would go to every single classroom and teach career and college classes. And it was, you know, finding yourself. What do you want to be when you grow up? So that's what I did to start my career in this district. And I worked with every single student in the whole district. We started portfolios and four-year plans and all
of this. Because I feel like it would have been when I was in elementary school. And I'm like, I would have loved that.
Yeah, well, then maybe you had me. But it was back in 1993 I started. And then I was at elementary and high school.
I was at Northside. I don't know if you did any time at Northside Elementary School.
Maybe you were too little and you don't remember.
It could be. I mean, I was born in 88, so I'm trying to do the math of how old I was in 93. Like,
whatever.
I was probably like in like 5 or 6 or something like that. I'm not good at math.
Good thing you're not a mathematician.
Good thing I'm in the arts.
Right, exactly. So what is in store for students in this upcoming year? What do they have to look forward to?
Well, if I'm talking from the student point of view, it's always being with their friends, being back in the social, homecoming week at Sandpoint High School this week. Wonderful. We just did some learning walks at Lake Pondere. I know you're going to talk to the alternative school principal next, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful garden. Ask them about their student-run garden
and
their culinary arts program. We just were treated to that over there. So students always like the active engagement things that they have going on. But as far as parents, if parents are listening, we do have some new safety protocols in place, which I think they'll note. All of our families have badges. All of our staff has badges. We have a single point of entry, locked front doors, and people are coming in and out. We're just, you know, keeping a better eye on things and working on some safety measures have been really in the forefront of people's minds. So we do have a district safety task force, and we've done a lot of things put into place before school started. We've written some grants and really working to try to make sure everyone feels like they have a supportive learning environment, but that it feels safe as well.
Right.
Amazing.
That's
the other
concern.
Thing for families is we have had a couple of years of COVID where there has been, you know, people have been quarantined or decided to homeschool or been in and out of school. So we do have some unfinished learning gaps. Mm-hmm. We're assessing those. And when I came on right now, what we're really working on as a staff is where are those gaps? And how do we remediate those? How do we make sure that we are, when we graduate our students, that they're ready for the real world, whatever they may choose to go on and do. So we're really working this year to kind of fill those learning gaps and making sure we're pushing people on when they're ready to go to that next level.
That's really interesting too. And, you know, it's, I have a grandson who's 12 and my daughter and her husband are amazing parents. And so they thought, oh, well, you know, we came through COVID unscathed, right? But he missed most of, the end of fourth and most in fifth grade. And it really, so what they're finding out, they did this little, I don't know, he had to write, you know, tell us about you. And he wrote words like social outcast, and it was describing himself and like lonely. And so that was a huge red flag for them. And of course they, you know, got him to a counselor, but it's like, we never, you know, the whole family, they're in Seattle, but you never really know how it affects the kids that they miss that, you know, socialization and building relationships. And that whole year and a half was gone.
Yes. And Washington was even out longer than Idaho district. So it really does affect, and I don't think people realize it, especially when kids are little. We know they're really resilient, but there is some, and not to equate it at all with post-traumatic from people that are coming back from some other huge traumas, but this is, did have some trauma with kids that we, like a lot of people, our counselors are, you know, trained in trauma-based informed classrooms and having some, really being able to have professionals work with them in the classroom, teachers being aware. So you bring up a good point. Not only academic unfinished learning gaps, but what are those other mental health,
social, emotional?
Yes, exactly.
That you don't really realize that school provides that, right? It's just you go to school, and so it's really interesting, and really being involved in education. What teachers and what you go through, I mean, to really help
the hats you wear.
Yeah, the well-rounded student and preparing them for the world. And, you know, and it's interesting, you know, at my age, thinking about the safety thing. But, you know, I remember I was at the end of hide under your desks, right? And so it's for another whole nother reason, but it's just so incredible what you all do. I just can't even, you are the heroes of our society, and I wish you'd get more attention.
Thank you. We're trying. We're doing a lot of communication this year and really trying to be out and about and sending out. We started The Loop, which is that monthly newsletter. Mm-hmm. Even if it's you're not a parent, you can go onto the website and subscribe so that we send it to you. It's a monthly edublog that we're sending out. We also have signed up for Instagram and Facebook. And so they're doing, you know, we're doing the social media to get the positive word out.
Sure.
And several press releases. And we are having three community forums coming up next week.
Oh, nice.
So we are, we're starting and building a whole brand new 5-year strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
The board decided to let the last one lapse so that when they hired a new superintendent, it could be just starting and building it.
Right.
So I'm really looking for a lot of community input. People should have gotten in the mail a postcard. I sent postcard to over 17,000 residents.
Oh my gosh.
And so far, I feel like I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Some people said they haven't got it, but I did send it out to every resident. And we have Monday, we're going to be at Sandpoint Middle School in the lunchroom. These are all at 5:30. And then Tuesday, we're going to be up at Clark Fork. And Wednesday, we'll be at Sagal Elementary. So all three geographical areas. If people, we'd love to have you. You'll hear a little bit of an intro from me, and then we'll come back. And people, we're going to have stations of all programs throughout the district so people can ask questions. And then we have like a 5-question survey to help guide us for the future. And I really would like people to please give me their input. That's going to help us.
Well, perfect timing that we got you on here so we could spread the word.
Right. So, and if you will, if you or Kelly will send the information to Keeley, we can get it in the newsletter Thursday and Monday for the chamber, because that gives a few more eyes on it.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's really amazing. So what do you want our communities to know about the school district?
Well, I guess that you have I guess the very first thing is that this is your district, whether you have kids, grandkids, whether you're, you know, retired and you moved here, whether you don't have kids yet, whatever age you are and you live in this district, you should be super proud. I mean, this is known as the top district in the state. I mean, it really is known for it. And I've been in this district back from 1993 when we weren't, and this is elevated, thanks to the people working here, PAFE, putting a professional slant on this district, and just the Rotary, Chamber, Kiwanis, all of these community organizations working together have really supported this district to become, this is a bright spot, and people talk about this district and visit this district all the time. So no matter whether you have kids in the school district or not, I guess what I want people to know is you really live in a place with a very top-notch education program. Be super proud of that. But be involved.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have kids in there, come get your voice heard. People, quality schools are quality communities. So people move to this area to be in the schools.
Yeah.
It also helps that it's the most beautiful place in the world. But
that
along with having a good education, just get involved.
Yeah.
Come to the community input forums. Come to the board meetings. reach out and make sure your voice is heard on how the district is going to be shaped for the future.
Yeah, and we really do. And the nonprofit organizations really do seem to take care of the kids in schools. I know I'm a part of Angels, and I think last night we had a meeting and we did 1,500 backpacks filled with stuff so that kids don't have to worry about that. You know, and for me, that's a big thing because I grew up in generational poverty and you want to be like everybody else, right? You want to have that backpack and that cool thing. So I'm always very proud that we do that and that, you know, it's just like you can come and get them and pick them up. And
Angels Over Sandpoint gave all of those bags in the beginning of the year with school supplies.
Oh, right.
Every school you guys did like 400 or 600, yeah. Just a huge amount that did. So that's another one. There's just so much local.
Right.
The food bank helped
organize
this year to get, because we couldn't have a summer program. And so they helped get organized and a bunch of people stepped up to the plate, yeah. Churches and just a whole bunch. The community is just such a huge part of how powerful the schools can be and how. So right. I really feel like people just need to make sure their voice is heard as we plan for the future.
Yeah, and that's just, and that is an important, I think, aspect of any organization is getting input. Mm-hmm. You know, when people think, oh, my input doesn't matter, but it does matter. Mm-hmm. It does matter because we are a village raising children, you know, creating our own future. And so I think it's so important, and with leaders like you in place, it's really exciting that, you know, you're out there talking to us about it and you're really trying to get everybody involved. And one of the things I want to do, I hope, as city council president is start a youth advisory council. So I might be talking to you and the other principals and asking, you know, how you think we should do it. And I mean, there's a model for it, but you know, I think it's important to actually talk to the people that it's going to affect.
That would be wonderful. When I was the principal at Sandpoint High School, I had a student clatch because I had a coffee clatch where I'd get parents to come in and give their opinion, ask questions, talk, get input. And I started a student clatch and we did it once a month. And it was the most it's just a breath of fresh air,
right?
When you hear student opinions and their voice and what really matters to them. And it's not all just fun and games like you mm-hmm. think, oh, well, they really have some good ideas to mm-hmm. shape. I know.
Yeah. Beautiful. All my grandkids are teenagers and mm-hmm. I have the most incredible time just mm-hmm. asking them questions and and it's just amazing what they think about and what, you know, compared to in the early 70s where it's like, I never even thought about that stuff. That's crazy. Right. And it's so interesting. And so I really appreciate that you meet them where they are because mm-hmm. that's so important, I think, you know, and value them. That's obvious that you value them. So what has changed between when you were here last and now?
Well, we have had, there are some new faces, and some of the people that I worked with have retired. So there are some veterans that are no longer here and some great new teachers. One thing I think that's different is we do have a little bit different level of expectation with attendance now.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get back to the pre-COVID.
Right.
But one thing that it could be, you know how it's the both sides of a coin, you have a good and the bad, and with every positive there, or negative, there's a positive, vice versa. With the COVID, there was a lot of people that figured out how to do the online learning with the Schoology, with the Google Classroom, with our teachers. So they were engaged with the classroom from their own home environment. And so one thing that's hard is that, you know, the staff really wants kids back in the classroom because, boy, the rich conversation and discussion
the
learning in
and the relationships.
Yeah. In person. But I think some families really valued some of the time that they had that their kids were at home mm-hmm. and they could see what they were learning. They were more engaged. I feel like parent involvement has definitely increased mm-hmm. over the last 3 years since the March of 2020 when we had that infamous,
All right. happened.
The COVID. I feel like there is just a different level of engagement with students on attendance. And we are working as a district to have those conversations. And I think that's why it's important that families are giving input
mm-hmm.
because there is different ways to learn. And there's also a way to meld it together if possible to be, have the students at school as much as possible, but also work with families that we don't just lose kids because they don't have the same level of expectation they had prior.
Right.
So
wonderful. So to wrap it up, where, if people want more information, where should they go to get that?
Well, we have lposd.org. So it stands for Lake Pend Oreille School District, lposd.org.
Okay.
I'm doing a monthly little hello, welcome celebration. I do a little gist out to people once a month there. And then we have the survey for people to take. A lot of new information there. A copy of the loop is linked in for the last loops we've done. So they can be in like Flynn and have all the information they need right there on the website.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Becky, for joining us today. And so it's time for a station break, and don't change that channel. We'll be right back with David Miles.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With summer winding down, it's time to get ready for fall. With a 4x4 service starting at $349, coolant flush starting at $169, and this month we have front end alignment starting at $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today to schedule your appointment. Pierce Auto Center.
The Floor Show has been serving the Sandpoint area since 1984, and right now is the best time to get into the showroom and take advantage of their gigantic Mohawk flooring sale. Whether you're looking for carpet, vinyl, or laminate, you can save big. Also, check out their kitchen cabinets as well. Located at 880 Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Online at floorshowsandpoint.com or stop by weekdays 8 to 5. The Floor Show.
Having knee replacement surgery is a big decision. Northwest Specialty Hospital is the only hospital in the Inland Northwest to offer the VELYS robotic-assisted solution. It's a personalized system that helps our surgeons perform knee replacement surgery that is tailored to each patient and designed to provide digital precision and accuracy. Contact the orthopedic specialist at Northwest Specialty Hospital at 208-262-2300 or nwsh.com/VELYS.
It's scooped up by the Vandals. Harris has it. No one in front of him. Scoop and score. The Idaho defense delivers again. And the Vandals hit Painter first. Pass is caught. Dwyer goes into the end zone. Touchdown Vandals. The freshman Jordan Dwyer gets the catch for the redshirt freshman Giovanni McCoy.
Don't miss head coach Jason X, New Look Vandals, in their home debut against Drake University this Saturday noon. Get your tickets at govandals.com.
The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Oktoberfest is happening Friday, September 16th from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, September 17th from noon to 9. Come downtown and enjoy live bands, German food, 30-plus beers and ciders in beer garden locations, along with kegs scattered throughout downtown businesses.
Tickets are available online at cdadowntown.com and are good for both days of the two-day bash. Grab your friends and throw on your best Oktoberfest attire for steinholding and costume contests. Tickets available at the door while supplies last. Don't wait. Buy yours now at cdadowntown.com.
Help us kick off the celebrations and tap the first keg for a Coeur d'Alene weekend to remember. Hey, why not extend your stay? Check out lodging options at coeurdalene.org. Visit Scenic Idaho.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keeley from the Chamber of Commerce, and now we are joined by David Miles.
Correct.
Lake Ponderay High School. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. So tell us how the new school year is going.
I think so far it's going really well. Right back in, you know, business, no time has been wasted. So I got students in class and teachers teaching and getting right in there hands-on. And it's been, new culture for me, new school for me. So I spent the last few years at Sandpoint High School as the principal there. Prior to that at Boundary County Middle School up in Bonner's Ferry, spent 6 years there and 10 years prior to that teaching, and I'm just feeling really welcome from everyone, students, staff, you know, parents have been excited to come and talk to me and discuss things, and it's just really been, you know, fantastic. So just this morning, in fact, all the principals from the whole district were in my building, walking around, checking out classrooms, teaching, learning, and they all had really good feedback to give about the things that they saw. So, you know, using their feedback and my own walking around from classroom to classroom, I think things are going really well. You know, good adjustment from the last few years, and things are looking really good.
Awesome. How'd you get into teaching?
Well, you know, back in the day, I originally was going to be a PR person, kind of, you know, for some businesses and things like that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, my job was kind of to do PR for businesses that maybe weren't really doing so well. And I kind of felt like I was lying to the public, actually. And so I went back to school to get my degree in teaching and finish that up so that I could come back and teach students about those businesses and kind of how they were being, you know, manipulated. And things like that, and it just sort of everything fell into place. And next thing I know, I'm teaching at Sandpoint High School, and just had an absolute blast there teaching speech and some of the things that I originally went to school for. But then also history, which has always been my passion. So,
well, I think it's rather interesting because you probably don't remember me, but I'm pretty positive I was. At matriculating, there's the word I'm looking for, at Sandpoint High School, one of your first few years of teaching.
I
graduated in 06.
Yeah, I would have been, I started there in 02.
It is my freshman year.
Yep, I would have been, probably really brand new and figuring out how to do it all. And but I had an absolute blast there. And so hopefully I treated you right.
Well, I don't actually think I took your class. I had Miss, what's her name? She was blonde and she was wonderful.
Oh, Mrs. Sabi.
Barton.
Oh, Mrs. Barton for
speech. I believe it was Barton.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, yes. That was super fun.
Okay.
Well, I will tell you that I was taking Leadership Sandpoint. We were the class of COVID, which was really fun, but we got to tour SHS while you were principal there, and it was super impressive just to see all the programs you have going on and all of the exciting new things that I was like, oh man, I wish that was there when I was around. So share with me what your plans are for students this upcoming year at LPO High School.
Yeah, LPO's plans this year are, I mean, really just trying to get back into the business of education, and you know, the last few years have been obviously pretty difficult, so we're really trying to assess, you know, where students are at, trying to fill in those gaps. Sometimes it's hard to recognize that the last few years really did have a pretty big impact on education. And at first you don't always see it, but as you start getting more and more students coming in going, oh, I never learned that. And it could be academics, but it could also just be the business of going to school. Oh, I have to come every day. And
what it's like to be a student.
Absolutely. Just trying to learn to be a student again. But we, you know, at LPO really want hands-on practical learning opportunities. So, I mean, right now we were talking earlier before we came live. We have this, you know, beautiful garden at school, and our students are out working on that hands-on, and they actually harvested a bunch of things yesterday and made a bunch of food for all of the principals that I talked about coming today. So our food spread for everyone was all made, you know, from our own garden by students, hands-on, practical, you know, learning opportunity for everyone. So we just hope to do a lot more of that. You know, we want to try to get our students out into the community as much as possible, supporting, you know, our little area and the wider community as a whole. And so yeah, they're looking forward to all of that, making relationships. I think our staff is really big into having these relationships with students so that we know that we can support each other and just be one big, you know, happy family. We're also working on a new focus on safety. I mean, we've always had that in our minds, of course, but I think recently there's just been an increased, you know, measure of safety out there, so we're working on that pretty hard, and you know, just trying to rebuild that learning mindset.
And you have a culinary program?
We do, yeah. We have two CTE programs at Lake Pendere High School, and one of them is a complete culinary program. So they learn everything from, you know, food handling safety and all of those kinds of things first to, you know, harvesting the vegetables that they're growing, and they plant them all and do all that thing in the fall, and then they harvest it and clean it, and they make, you know, all kinds of different things throughout the year that they serve to either visitors or the staff or themselves. With the idea of, you know, hopefully these kids can take that skill, and if they need a job, you know, as a young adult, then they can go out and work in the food business right away and have that experience in food handling and safety. And
our local restaurants are thanking you right now.
You know, with all of the help wanted signs I see, I'm hoping that we can start filling some of those gaps, you know, for them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That would
absolutely
be good.
Well, is there anything in particular that you want the community to know about Lake Pendere High School?
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of times people have a probably not accurate view of what Lake Pendere High School really is all about. So, you know, I'd like to start by saying that we actually get fantastic, wonderful students at Lake Pendere High School. And I think that a lot of people feel that maybe students are sent there, maybe they're in some sort of trouble, maybe they've, you know, have some sort of past that made them go there. But what people don't know is that it's a school of choice, and they have to qualify to go there according to the state of Idaho's at-risk definition. And so the students that we're getting really are those that are choosing something different. They're choosing to come to our school. They meet the at-risk requirements. Maybe they have had something in their past that's just prevented them from accessing the kind of education that, you know, every standard person might, you know, see or know that's even in existence. And so a lot of people don't know that we're even there. And a lot of people don't know that we're open for anyone and everyone. They have to qualify, of course, but to come into our school and just experience something a little bit new, a little bit different, a little bit more maybe supportive. It's a smaller environment. And so the kind of students that we get are, they are the hardest working, most loyal people you will probably ever meet in your life. And once they arrive at LPO and they, you know, feel what we are and make those relationships, they will, you know, defend their school more than most other students I've had the experience with and working with. They will just defend it more than anyone else.
I was asked to, I've been asked to speak there a couple times, and the most recent was I was very interested that kids wanted to talk about the housing crisis. And so when I went there, I mean, their questions were amazing. We spent more time than I was supposed to be there. And I really didn't want to leave because we were really, you know, because I was like, give me some solutions. What do you think some solutions would be? And it was truly amazing. I love Lake Pendre High School. I enjoy it every time that I'm there.
Yeah, I think that they are recognizing the importance of education maybe more than some other students at other schools are. They have that opportunity to be there, try something new and different. And they really are interested in what's going on, you know, in our community, and they feel as if they are the future of our community. They know that and understand that, and they want to be involved in as much as they possibly can be.
Well, and I think there's something to be said also for students having some control over their education. And I've known some students who've gone to LPO, and that's the one thing that I hear is, I get to choose how I learn and how I learn it and who's teaching me. And it's kind of this, it feels like the environment of you guys give them the choice and give them the steering wheel of, hey, your future's in your hands. How are you going to accomplish your goal?
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, everyone appreciates a little choice, right, in their life. And we don't want to just be told how it's going to be and where it's going to go. And so I think the students absolutely enjoy that opportunity of coming in and say, I learned this way, and maybe these are the things that are important for me to learn. And you're giving me that opportunity. This is fantastic. And they're very appreciative. And, you know, I think it's just fantastic to be surrounded by students who know and understand that and appreciate that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and I love their poinsettia sales, and they're very industrious at the school. I appreciate that. And the wood and I think it's amazing.
I think they're very hardworking students, right? We do have a pile of wood out in front of us right now. And in the past, they've, you know, been the ones that have cutting that down and splitting it and doing all of those things. And they're really interested in just being physically involved in things, whatever that might look like. And so the opportunities already so far in just a week and a half that even I've had to spend with them doing those things with them have been, you know, just absolutely incredible. Students approach me and say, I want to be a part of, you know, beekeeping, for example, or I want to come and, hey, if you have anything planned for the school year, can I be a part of that? Can I help? You know, what can I do to help make this a better experience for everyone that goes to the school and our community? So they reach out and they come to you and they want to be a part of something. And
Randy really makes fantastic. Good honey.
He does. You know, I'm highly allergic to bees, and he just invited me the other day with some students of his to go visit one of the nearby, bee houses that he keeps. And it was exciting. I mean, the students, they wanted to take care of me. They knew that I was allergic to bees.
Nice.
And, can I carry your backpack for you? I'll make sure your EpiPen's nearby. I'll do all these things. And they were just absolutely happy to help me experience that, you know, that they have already experienced. So it was really cool.
Well, it all comes out to leadership as well. So thank you for being the leader that they need.
Absolutely. I hope I can continue. I mean, it's a change for me, and I'm learning some new things. And so far, like I said, it's been very welcoming. It's been very humbling. And I hope that I can just continue all the great things that they've already established. And, you know, maybe we'll establish a couple more great things down the road.
Excellent. Well, is there anything that you'd like to say to wrap us up?
I would just like to, you know, anyone that wants to come and check us out, feel free to stop by. We were pretty much open anytime. Come in, get a little visitor badge. I'm happy to walk people around, answer questions. I want people to see how much involved we are in the community. And if they've got, you know, advice or tips or just want to know anything, like, feel free, come on by. We're happy to show anyone and everyone what's going on at Lake Monterey High School.
Great. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. And it's time for another station break. So stay with us and we'll be right back on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Thanks again for having me.
Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg's Lost carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Cabin fever got you down? Hitch up the team and head on over to Mountain Traders, a one-of-a-kind consignment trading post featuring quality used furniture, antiques, taxidermy, metal and wood art, jewelry, and more. From pistol socks to fool's gold, there's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, and they've added pulled pork to their menu. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, located on Highway 95 in Elmira, halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Mountain Traders.
KBFI. KSPT, North Idaho's Radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. Kate and Keeley here from the Chamber of Commerce, and continuing on with our education segment, talking about different choice of schools. Now we have Mitzi Visecki from Forest Bird Charter School. She's the academic advisor there. And welcome, Mitzi.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Awesome topic.
Well, you know, so how is the new school year going?
New school year is great, and I can tell you're hearing a common theme from all the other educators that the halls are bustling, students are socializing, it feels really good. There's a lot of energy, and it's welcomed energy, so I think we've weathered the storm.
Yeah, so it feels different than it has, like, even last year?
Completely different. Completely different.
Because we all thought last year, oh, okay, we're going to get all past this and it's going to be great. And last year was crazy.
There was still that, I think, that lingering and, yep. and kind of missteps, you know, and everybody's starting off with a new school year, so there's excitement. We have kids coming from all over, so a lot of them, the only time they really get to meet friends that they're making is at school. So, you know, we offer some time for socializing. It happens in the morning, and it's been good.
So for our listening audience, tell them what's different about the charter school than any other schools?
Gosh, the charter school is, we are a mastery-based school. We are on trimesters. We are not a private school or a public school. So that's one thing we want people to know. We're public and we're free. We don't have a hot lunch program, so we don't get federal funding for that, but we have this amazing culinary arts program that's been around since day one. The really awesome thing is we just got a new greenhouse. You've probably seen it. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited. So we've got our science teacher working with the U of I, also working with Master Gardeners here in Sandpoint, and connecting with our culinary arts teacher. So we are learning about the growing. It's definitely farm to table kind of situation. And so the greenhouse is new for us. Project based is a little different for us. We're also a small school. Right now, I think we're at about just under 280 probably students. Mm-hmm. Enrollment is up this year, which is good. And we also have, we're a technology school. So for us, it served us as well as it could be served during COVID. Our students all are issued computers, and Fridays are online days. We have an amazing program that we use. And so for us, there was this flawless seam when we went to online, which also now allows our students to be totally in contact, being with the teachers and assignments if they happen to get sick and need to stay home for a couple of days, which we usually highly recommend.
Right. Yeah. So what's in store this year for Forest Bird?
We have, because things are, you know, we are coming up swinging, we are working on, we've got 3 field trips right now at the middle school. We've got an overnight trip up into Montana, one at Spar Lake. We've got trips going out to the Bird Museum, all kinds of activities going on. We feel like that was the one thing the last year or so we were missing. You know, those things were kind of put on a hold. So we are making sure that we're starting out the year with those things. It'll allow students time to meet teachers, get to know them on an individual level. There's so much going on. So I have a couple of notes here.
Okay. Excellent.
We have the Economics Fair, which will be happening November 5th. And that did not happen last year because of COVID, but we're back in business. So if you're looking for early Christmas presents, if you just want to come check out the school, our economic students, part of their program is learning marketing, profit loss. So they literally have to create a business for themselves. They're going to sell their product there along with other vendors from the town who you may have seen at the summer farmers market. Mm-hmm. So there'll be awesome things there, food, music, and they'll get to sell their wares and put their marketing and business skills to the test. So that's all part of their program. Would love to see everybody there. We have a coffee house that starts. We do that twice a week. It's run by the Advanced Culinary Arts. So they provide coffee, breakfast. And so we have a little bit of a social hour right before we go into class where students can come buy coffee, hang out, chat. Teachers can hang out with them. And everything's provided and created by the students. We also have our lunch program. Like I said, we don't have a school lunch program, but the Advanced Culinary Arts is also, they provide free food for the students. So when I left, there was the smells going through the school were potato soup today and pineapple rice and chocolate mochi.
What time is lunch?
I know.
Right,
this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll meet you there. So I think that's one of the things I love about our school, too, is you come into the building and you feel like you're in mom's or grandma's kitchen. You know, there's all those smells going through the halls. It's calming.
Right.
Make sure that students are fed so we get to eat together, and that's kind of a cool thing. So that's another thing that's already started happening. And then we also have our ham radio club. And they are in November, will be competing in a U.S.-wide competition.
So, whoa.
Yeah, so we'll see how they do, and it has to do with using their skills and finding how many other ham radio operators throughout the country or world that they can connect with, so they chart that. And so that'll be fun to check back in, too. So we're connected with the local adult ham radio amateur radio club. So if there's any of you out there that's your passion, we would love to have you come and share your knowledge and join us.
And when is that?
That's going to be in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of things happening in November. Okay. If you will send us that information, we'll put it out in our newsletter, and then we can get more of the public involved. I love the project-based learning. I think I would have excelled at that if they would have had that when I was in school in the 70s. But the one thing that I really appreciate is I've been asked to adjudicate some of the senior projects over the years, and I am always just blown away by, like, one young man putting together a combustion engine, and then there was one that I remember that I was kind of feeling, oh, this is ridiculous, and it was a comic book. It had to put together a comic book. I'm telling you, I was blown away by everything it takes to put together a comic book. And this young woman who explained everything and all the things that she's done, I was just like, wow, I had no idea.
You see so much of that creativity. So that's our third trimester, which is a project-based, and it's completely student-driven. So they will come up with the ideas. There are certain criteria they have to meet. We usually invite the public in to kind of give some feedback on their presentations. But we've had students who have made low-moving, low-lying rovers that go under houses to areas that are either maybe there's a danger with getting to something that needs to be removed, or just looking at structural. And he was able to sell that, and he's, you know, he's made his money and his name out there for that. We had a student that did a scaled down German tank.
Yeah, I remember that.
He drove to school, and he's on his second trip back from London, because where they manufacture that, or had manufactured that, they had him come out, and they wanted to document and have all his documentation. So you never know where those things are going to take you, right? Where your passions are going to go.
It's so amazing. So what do you want our communities to know about the charter school?
I think it's always good to have options.
Yes.
And I think we're an awesome option. We're not a sports school per se, but we meet all the other needs. Sandpoint High School is wonderful because we do have kids that are on the swim team through mm-hmm. there and debate team, so they work with us really, really closely. But if you're looking for a smaller environment, we have an amazing tech team where you can literally leave our school and probably get a like a entry-level tech job at a help desk. If that's your passion, there's so many places we can go. And because we're small, we can ebb and flow. We can meet the needs of many students. We'll have several students this year again who will graduate with their associates, graduate from college before they graduate from high school.
Yeah.
And the college will hold on to their diploma until I get them their final transcript. So there's the sky's the limit. Your mm-hmm. schedule, your planning, your dream, where you want to go, will be specific to what your needs are within the compounds of meeting state requirements.
Right.
But it's pretty cool. So everybody has their own. It's not a one-size-fits-all by any means.
Right. Well, we had one of those amazing students work for us this summer, Miss Ada Grieb.
Ada.
Yeah.
We miss her terribly, Ada. If you're listening.
Oh, my God.
Ada, we love you.
I got one more year of her, and then I'm going to miss her.
I know. And I'm like, so how many classes do you have to take at the charter school? She goes, well, none really, because I just need to work on my college classes. It's truly amazing in the time that I've been associated with the school, how many kids get their associates and their high school diploma at the same time. And
the credits getting paid for.
Right. And I was just going to say that. And the credits are paid for, which is truly. And I also really feel the charter school is, it really allows you to be so much more creative. I mean, I haven't had as much experience with the traditional schools, but man, some of the creativity, some of those kids are just truly amazing.
We're smaller, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's our benefit for being able to do
right.
that.
And it's definitely not a private school.
Not at all.
We have
everybody.
We have just as many kids in poverty at the charter school as...
Gotcha.
Right. I guess I should, full disclosure, I'm chairman of the board at the charter school, so that's why I'm
anything, Kate.
That's why I speak so familiar of it and about it, so I'm really involved in it. But I think we have just such great choices here between, Lake Pondere High School and the traditional high school, and then I know we have some other little Christian schools and the charter school. So education, it's obvious our communities are very involved with education.
And I think it shows the need to have those, to meet those different needs. We have teachers who have students who have gone through, and one at Sandpoint High School, one with us. It isn't that it is for everybody.
Right.
And sometimes it's for this student, but not for that. So.
Yeah. I, out of my four kids, two would have thrived there and two would have really, they would have liked the traditional. So we have 20 seconds. Is there anything that you want to say while we wrap up?
We would love to have people come visit. We do shadowing. If there's a student who wants to just come tag along, sit in the classes and kind of find out what we're about, if you're looking at schools, and we'd love to have you.
Thank you so much, Mitzi, for joining us today. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you
for joining us today on North Idaho's Talk Radio, and we'll see you in October.